Marco Werman here with my co-host Ritu Chatterjee in Mumbai.
And you know, Marco, there's another community that's fighting to improve the lives of women. And they're right here in Mumbai in a slum called Dharavi. And they're fighting to stop domestic violence.
Now, this next story surprised both of us, Ritu, because in this age of technology, we expect kind of a click of a button will solve all our problems. Easy fixes, right? So we heard about this smartphone app called iWatch, which is actually being used by these activists in Dharavi to report domestic violence. We thought, cool, so we went to the slum to find out more. But we found a different story, one that is not about an app. It's really about people, neighbors working together, watching out for each other, almost like a McGruff for domestic violence.
And the group that's doing this work is called Sneha, which means love. And I met the woman who are working with the group, and you met with some of the men.
Let me tell you first about this remarkable man I spent the afternoon with. This is Dharavi. It's a slum in Mumbai. It's overwhelming. The smells, the noise, the stares. No one really knows how many people live here. Maybe 300,000, maybe a million. Tell me where we're entering right now.
We are entering in second wadi of Kumbharwada right now, Dharavi.
Okay. Other side of the slum.
Side of the slum.
That is Praful Kamble, 34. He's one of the men who works at Sneha, and he works with other men in the community to make sure women are treated with respect. We're entering a section of Dharavi to meet some young men who will talk about their own attitudes toward women, the same kind of guys Praful encounters in his work. It's not going to be easy. Praful has already warned me that when some kids see a microphone or a camera, they're unlikely to be terribly candid. We enter a garment workshop with 9 men in their 20s, tailors. A couple of them are in their early teens, on the floor, trimming loose threads on garments. Soon, we're all on the floor, with me asking questions and Praful translating into Hindi.
Well, I'd like to know, first of all, when was the last time they saw a woman being abused in their neighborhood, and what did they do about it? The guys are a little nervous, but then a 20-year-old named Muna Sheikh speaks up.
He said 4 to 5 men beaten up a woman. That time he entered in between and he handled that situation that time.
He was one young man against 4 or 5 guys?
Matlab aap akele the, wo 4-5 aadmiyon ke khilaf. He said as he started calling other people, and that time they ran away. He felt like I have to help her out.
If a guy from the neighborhood like Muna Sheikh doesn't step in, Praful will come by and have a more forceful conversation about abuse. He says, though, these young men are key to his work.
Once we able to at least sensitize them the importance of women in their life, like for an example, a person get married and he treats his wife differently than mom and then sister, right? So whatever the woman in his life is an important part of his life.
So why does he do this?
My wife is very proud of me. I'm doing something and which I'm able to, if I'm able to convert one man's thinking about women's in their favor, that means I have succeeded, because that one man is going to change 10 men's mentality against that woman.
That was Praful Kamble with the community organization Sneha. Back now with Ritu Chatterjee. And Ritu, that was the perspective of one man, and given everything, a pretty courageous man, I gotta say, trying to stop domestic violence in Dharavi.
And I, of course, wanted to find out about the other side, the women's side, because more often than not, they are the victims of violence.
I was with you when we met Sunita D'Souza, and she is pretty darn amazing. Let's hear her story.
A staff member from Sneha took us to her house. We walked through pitch-black alleys and arrived at the foot of a narrow metal staircase that looks like a fire escape. Sunita D'Souza lifts the metal hatch to the floor of her apartment. I climb up and pull myself into a tiny room that's her home. Her husband is watching TV. He nods at me, then leaves the apartment. She tells me that it all started when she was 14.
I was 14 when I got married. I had a love marriage.
Love marriage, which means it wasn't arranged by her parents. But her in-laws didn't like her. So, they beat her.
Even when I first got pregnant, they would beat me. They beat me when I had my child, and then when I got pregnant again.
Then her husband began beating her too. Sunita never complained. She says she didn't know any better.
My father would always beat my mother. I saw that through my childhood. So I thought my pain was nothing compared to what my mother went through. Maybe this is what being married was about, getting beaten.
A few years later, Sunita couldn't take it anymore. One day she bought some rat poison and ate it. She recovered. But it was Sneha, she says, that brought back her will to live. Sunita remembers the first day she went to their office.
They wiped my tears, they brought me in, gave me water. That gave me a little strength.
And that was enough to keep her coming back. She also began volunteering with Sneha as a sangini, a partner to other women living with violence. She uses the iWatch app to report violence when she sees it. But what really makes a difference, she says, is intervening when it's happening.
For example, if someone in the slums beating someone up, I have to stop it. If someone's covered in blood, I have to take them to the hospital. If someone's molesting someone, I have to call the police.
And her work as a sangini has also changed her husband. When women came to her weeping to tell her stories of abuse, her husband would often listen in.
That's when he realized, when he beat me, I must have complained to other people like this.
That's when Sunita's husband finally saw the pain he put her through. And the abuse stopped, she says. It's hard to believe how someone so violent could change. But it's clear to me that their dynamic is no longer that of an abuser and a victim. After all, he allowed me, a complete stranger, to come into his house and speak to his wife without him there. Sunita says she's come a long way and she doesn't want anyone to have to go through what she did.
I don't want any husband to hurt his wife, and I don't want any wife to hurt her husband either. Everybody wants to live in this world and everyone has a right to do so.
Ritu, that was such a powerful story and such a powerful woman, really impressive. And you know what I remember is when you and I went to visit these people at their offices in the slum, the men on one side of the room, the women on the other.
The sense that they were all on the same page and just equally committed to stopping domestic violence. And we have another story on domestic violence, a video story at PRI.org.
Right, and that one takes us to a slum in New Delhi. You can also get a sense of the actual space these people occupy. There's an amazing photo project that goes with that video where there are 360-degree panoramic views that you can toggle up and down, left and right, and actually immerse yourself into these spaces and the lives of these women.
Again, that's at PRI.org. And Marco, our Her Rights coverage goes beyond India. We have an interview with a remarkable graphic artist from Peru, Maria Achacucha. She's got some powerful cartoons on very ordinary women fighting for change. And she could be illustrating you. If you tweet us a photo of yourself using the hashtag Her Rights, tell us what you fight for. And you can see Maria's work. It's up now at PRI.org.
I wonder if she'll do my picture. I really love her work. From Ritu and me in Mumbai today. Carol, back over to you.